USA Radio News. I'm Kenneth Burns. The Federal Coronavirus Task Force held its first public briefing in a couple of months. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said there has been a paradigm shift.
The overwhelming majority now of people getting infected are young people. Likely the people that you see in the clips and in the paper were out in crowds enjoying themselves, understandably. No blame there, understandably. But the thing that you really need to realize that when you do that, you are part of a process. So if you get infected, you will infect someone else who clearly will infect someone else. We know that happens because the reproduction element.
Fauci says for this outbreak to end, people have to realize they are part of the process to be part of the solution, and added that states doing well with the coronavirus are still vulnerable. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
President Trump signed two executive orders of note Friday. One order directs federal law enforcement to prosecute people who damage federal monuments or statues and threaten to withhold money from local governments that fail to protect their own statues from vandals. He wrote in the order that anarchists and left-wing extremists have sought to advance a fringe ideology that paints the country as fundamentally unjust. The president also signed another executive order that changes who the federal government prioritizes in hiring, giving a job applicant skills priority over a college degree. Administration officials say the shift will allow the government to hire a more inclusive workforce. The president's daughter and senior advisor Ivanka Trump said the order will ensure that the government is able to hire based on talent. Also on Friday, a down day on Wall Street, the Dow off 730 points to close at a level of 25,015, the Nasdaq down 260 points, the S&P 500 off 75. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PictureDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
As the NBA prepares to restart their season, a number of players are being found to be positive for the coronavirus. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
The NBA and the Players Association said 16 players tested positive for the coronavirus in the first wave of mandatory tests done in preparation for the restart of the season. Those 16 players were part of a pool of 302 tested. That's a rate of 5.3% of positive tests league-wide. Any player who tested positive will remain in self-isolation until he satisfies public health protocols for discontinuing isolation and has been cleared by a physician. The NBA season is scheduled to resume July 30th with 22 teams participating in Orlando. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The 47th annual Daytime Emmys took place from home. The two-hour broadcast was presented by the five co-hosts of CBS's The Talk from their own homes. Their rival show, The View, scored big, as did Alex Trebek, Kelly Clarkson, Ellen DeGeneres, and The Young and the Restless. The show was reconfigured due to coronavirus concerns. A huge plume of dust and sand blown by the wind from the Sahara Desert has finally reached America. It's one of the most significant Saharan dust events in decades, so says the weather forecasters. You can get news on demand anytime at our website. It's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.